Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis was a guest at the State of the Union, President Obama's final State of the Union address as he enters his last year. We're going to be talking about why she was there as I accompanied her to this final State of the Union address. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, the week before the State of the Union address, Kim Davis and I were invited as special guests of members of Congress to be seated in the State of the Union address. And so Kim Davis and I, after thinking about this and praying about it, decided to go. President Obama, it was said, was going to overview some of the so-called accomplishments of his last 7 years, including he had the Obergefell plaintiff there, the person who was the lead plaintiff in the same-sex marriage case. He had a Syrian refugee there. He also had, beside Michelle Obama, an empty seat to be in memory of those who have died from gun violence, he says. And so we wanted to be there, and we felt it was important to be there to send a message that President Obama does not represent many of the American people, most of the American people. He has trampled on marriage and family, Judeo-Christian values, and religious freedom. And we're not going anywhere. We're going to stand strong. We're going to drive a stake in the sand. And that's why Kim Davis and I were there at the final State of the Union.
Well, this final State of the Union just really epitomized who this president is, who this man is. And he is symbolism over substance, an utter failure as a president, a disgrace as a president. And so this political stunt of his to invite Obergefell, this homosexual activist man who has attacked Kim Davis personally in some of his own writings, to invite him there as some kind of persecuted, you know, special guest right, you know, there with Michelle Obama was a political stunt. So I admire and appreciate the courage of certain members of Congress and everything to answer that political stunt with a little symbolism of their own. And boy, were the optics powerful. Kim Davis, of course, was shown by the networks, and they're in the audience. So you had it really was a microcosm going on right there in the State of the Union. It represented this tension between those who would presume to destroy and radically redefine God's design for marriage and those who must obey God and stand firm on truth, on God's design for marriage as only between male and female, which is inherently what marriage is. And there was Kim Davis, somebody who just a very humble, sweet soul there in the audience in the gallery and with you as well there, Matt, at the State of the Union address to counter this political stunt of President Obama.
Yeah, we were sitting on opposite ends looking directly at each other. She was on the left of the president. I was on the right of the president. And, you know, the amazing thing is that the president wanted to have all these different people there. He never mentioned them, interestingly, during the State of the Union, and they didn't get very much media coverage. In fact, who got the media coverage was Kim Davis. It was all over the media. Yeah, we released this information on Tuesday morning, the day of the State of the Union, and the media was on it all day, including into the evening and the next day. And she was shown on the various networks, seated in the audience, as a visible reminder of marriage, of Judeo-Christian values, of religious freedom, of standing your ground. And so it's really amazing what the president intended for evil, if you will, turned out for ultimately good, in the sense that Kim Davis, her presence literally overshadowed the president's tactics to try to highlight some of his immoral activities over the last 7 years. And she wanted to also send a message of encouragement that you can make a difference and you can take a stand and that people can make a difference. And I think, you know, the amazing thing while we were there in Washington, D.C. and going through the airports, people still recognize Kim Davis. We're walking through the security and we have the Washington Capitol security officers. They're greeting her, encouraging her as she's going through the security. She gets stopped by members of Congress who want their photograph taken of her. People off the street, whether it's in a restaurant or in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol, they are stopping, taking photographs of her. And she's just a humble individual who is doing what is on her heart because God put it on her heart. She's just standing her ground, and she wanted to encourage other people to stand their ground as well.
Well, Kim Davis has become an accidental hero. She doesn't desire the limelight. She hasn't asked for the limelight. She never wanted the limelight. All she wanted was to be able to exercise her First Amendment guaranteed right to freedom of religious liberty, to not be forced to violate her conscience, to not be compelled under penalty of law to disobey God and put her name and her stamp of approval on the desecration of the institution of marriage, something that no Bible-believing, faithful Christian can do, participate in, be complicit in, have anything to do with, much less have your name attached to a license that purports to throw to put its fist in the face of God Almighty. And so Kim Davis, it's not surprising that members of Congress want their picture with her. There are people who hate her, no doubt about it. Those who want to destroy the institution of marriage, those who want unfettered sexual license, those who want to redefine the institution, they hate her. But there are many, many, many people, tens of millions of people around the world that appreciate and admire this one humble servant of God for just taking a stand and refusing to move.
You know, it's usually just the radical bloggers, from the major media to certainly the general people that she meets. The people that she meets when we're walking through hotels, through restaurants, through businesses, through the United States Capitol, they're overwhelmingly coming up to her to encourage her. And in fact, they're wanting their photograph with her. So, you know, when you look at some of these, even some of the liberal media, or certainly the bloggers are kind of like off the chart, and I don't pay much attention to them. You know, it seems as though the radical homosexuals have really gotten to the blogosphere. Some conservative Christians and people of conservative values have not seemed to take on that particular area as much. But that's all they have time to do. They just focus on these blogs and they send out these nasty things. They're very dehumanizing. Those don't represent the American people. They really don't. But it does represent the ugly face of this radical, intolerant, sexual anarchist agenda of same-sex marriage and the so-called LGBTQ, whatever alphabet you want to put on the end of that long-changing alphabetical list. That's what it represents, is this intolerance, and that's what the American people are rejecting.
Well, I call it an alphabet soup of nonsense, which is what it is, the LGBTQ, LMNOPQRST, whatever it is. But but the fact of the matter is, Matt, that these hateful homosexual activist bloggers that you're talking about are simpatico with the President of the United States. They share his ideology, and he is just as hateful and snarky and petty as they are. And we saw that on display during the State of the Union. And all of these things that he touted as victories during his administration have demonstrably, even the fact checkers have shown, have hurt the United States of America and made us weaker than we have ever been in history, not the least of which were the destruction of the institution of marriage.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the State of the Union. I was there, what I observed, what Kim Davis observed, and some of our impressions from that. A little bit more on another Faith and Freedom program. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. I encourage you to sign up for our emails, our newsletters. Also, we have Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, many, many more. You can all learn about that at lc.org. I would encourage you to stand with and be connected to this ministry. Liberty Council has so many different facets of the ministry, not just religious liberty litigation and sanctity of human life litigation or marriage litigation. We have lots of educational outreaches, lots of other public policy outreaches with our Washington, D.C. office and our other many outreaches, such as Christians in Defense of Israel. Covenant Journey, which takes young college-age students to Israel for literally a life-changing experience. That's at covenantjourney.org. You can learn more about it there. All of these are part of Liberty Counsel's various ministries and projects. So I encourage you to go to lc.org, learn more about us, get connected with us, pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel, and financially support this ministry. Together we can and are making a difference. Don't be discouraged. Get encouraged. Get plugged in. 2016 is a new year, and much is ahead. Plug into Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.